Worldviews run deep, which is why others bleed when we criticize them. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager. Alec, you were once in a debate in the UK about teaching creation in schools, in the science classroom specifically. We know in the US it's not easy to have this kind of discussion.
John, it's going to be a challenge, but we need to be prepared to have a reasoned and seasoned discussion over hot topics like teaching creation in schools.
Now, many Christians feel like the odds are so stacked against us on this subject that the battle's already been lost. It's even a waste of time to try to resurrect it.
Well, throughout the Bible, we see God using the minority to even overcome the majority. God likes these kinds of odds since it means he's the one who gets the glory. So we do need to keep speaking up for truth in the right place at the right time. But we also need to know that it's not our job to make anyone believe anything. In fact, we can't. We shouldn't try.
In some ways, that almost makes it sound like a pointless exercise, though.
Now, don't get me wrong. We do want to influence people, those who are genuinely looking at life and looking for answers. But when others are determined to resist whatever we have to say, nothing we do or say will shake them. Biblical truth is so much more than changing your mind. It means changing your behavior, so there will always be a reason to resist the truth of the Christian worldview.
So if it's not all about the outcome, how then do you gauge success?
Well, we do need to communicate clearly. We need to offer good reasons to believe the truth, handle objections, treating others with gentleness and respect. Do this, the Bible says. And even if someone walks away who's unimpressed and unconvinced by what you have to say, you haven't failed. You've been faithful.
That's Alec McClellan of Reason Why, ultimate truth for ordinary people. We'd love to have you visit the website. It's reasonwhy.org. Again, that's reasonwhy.org.